1 Samuel chapter 17, beginning with verse 55. When Saul saw David go out against the Philistine, he said to Abner, the commander of the army, "Abner, whose son is this young man?" Abner said, "As your soul lives, my king, I do not know." The king said, "Inquire whose son the young man is." As David returned from striking down the Philistine, Abner took him and brought him before Saul with the head of the Philistine in his hand. Saul said to him, "Whose son are you, young man?" David answered, "I am the son of your servant Jesse of Bethlehem." Chapter 18. When David had finished speaking to Saul, the soul of Jonathan became bound to the soul of David, and Jonathan loved David as he loved his own soul. Saul took David into his service that day and would not let him go back to his father's house anymore. Then Jonathan and David made a covenant, because Jonathan loved David as his own soul. Jonathan took off the robe that he was wearing and gave it to David, as well as his other gear, including his sword, his bow, and his belt. David went out wherever Saul sent him, and he was successful. So Saul put him in charge of a group of soldiers. All the people approved, as did Saul's officials. As the army was coming back from battle, when David was returning from striking down the Philistine, women came out from all the cities of Israel to meet King Saul with singing and dancing, with joyful music, with hand drums, and with noisemakers. The women sang to each other as they played, "Saul has slain his thousands, and David his 10,000s." Saul became furious, because he resented this statement. He said, "They have credited David with tens of thousands, but to me they have credited only thousands. What more can be given to him but the kingship?" So Saul eyed David suspiciously from that day on. On the next day, an evil spirit from God overcame Saul, and in a frenzy he prophesied inside the house. David had a lyre in his hand. He was playing as he did day by day. Saul had his spear in his hand. He hurled the spear because he thought, "I will pin David to the wall." But David escaped from his presence twice. Saul was afraid of David because the Lord was with David but had departed from Saul. So Saul sent David away from his court and made him a commander over a unit of 1,000. So David led the army out to battle and back again. David was successful in everything he did, and the Lord was with him. When Saul saw that David was so successful, he was even more afraid of him. But all Israel and Judah loved David because he led them out to battle and back again. Saul said to David, "Look, here is my oldest daughter, Merab. I will give her to you as your wife. Just be a strong warrior for me and fight the Lord's battles." For Saul thought, "It won't be my hand against him, but it will be the hand of the Philistines against him." David said to Saul, "Who am I, and what is the status of my father's clan in Israel, that I would be able to become the son-in-law of the king?" When the time came that Saul's daughter Merab was supposed to have been given to David, she was given to Adriel of Meholah as his wife. Michal, Saul's other daughter, loved David. When they told Saul about it, this situation pleased him. Saul said, "I will give her to him so that she will be a snare for him, and the hand of the Philistines will be against him." So Saul said to David, "Today you have another opportunity to become my son-in-law." Saul commanded his officials to speak with David privately and to say, "Look, the king is delighted with you and all his officials love you, so you should become the king's son-in-law." Saul's officials spoke those words to David's ears. But David said, "Does it seem to you to be a trivial thing to me to be the king's son-in-law, since I am a poor man and not highly regarded?" Then Saul's officials told him what David had said. So Saul said, "Tell David that the king desires no price for the bride except 100 foreskins of the Philistines. for revenge against the king's enemies. Saul intended to make David fall by the hand of the Philistines. When David's officials told David these words, David was very pleased to become the king's son-in-law. Before the deadline, David got up and went out with his men and killed 200 men of the Philistines. Then David brought their foreskins and counted them out for the king so that he could become the king's son-in-law. Then Saul gave his daughter Michal to David as his wife. Saul realized that the Lord was with David and that Michal, his daughter, loved David. So Saul was even more afraid of David, and he was hostile to David all the time. The commanders of the Philistines were regularly going out for battle, and as often as they went out, David was more successful than all the other officers of Saul. So his name was highly regarded. Chapter 19. Saul told his son Jonathan and all his officials that they should kill David. But Saul's son Jonathan had great admiration and respect for David. So Jonathan told David, "My father Saul wants to kill you. So be careful tomorrow morning. Settle down in a hiding place and conceal yourself. I will go out and stand beside my father in the field where you are, and I will talk with my father about you. I will see what the situation is, and I will tell you." Jonathan spoke favorably about David to his father Saul. He said to him, "The king should not sin against his servant David, because he has not sinned against you, and his actions have served you very well. He took his life into his hands when he struck the Philistine, and the Lord brought about a great victory for all Israel. You saw it, and you celebrated. Why then would you sin against innocent blood by killing David without a cause?" Saul listened to the advice of Jonathan, and Saul swore, "As the Lord lives, he shall not be put to death." So Jonathan called David and told him about all those things. Then Jonathan brought David to Saul, and he served in his presence as he did before. Later, war broke out again. David went out and fought against the Philistines and inflicted a severe defeat on them, and they fled from him. An evil spirit from the Lord came upon Saul as he sat in his house with his spear in his hand. David was playing the lyre. Saul tried to pin David to the wall with a spear, but David evaded Saul's attempt, and Saul's spear stuck in the wall. That night, David fled and successfully escaped. Saul sent messengers to watch David's house and to kill him in the morning. But David's wife, Michal, told him, "If you do not do something to save your life tonight, by tomorrow you will be put to death." So Michal let David down through the window. He took off, got away, and escaped. Michal took a household idol and laid it in the bed. She put something made of goat hair on its head and covered the statue with clothing. When Saul sent messengers to capture David, she said, "He is sick." So Paul sent the messengers to see David for themselves. He said, "Bring him to me on the bed so I can kill him." When the messengers came in, they saw that the idol was in the bed with the goat hair on its head. Saul said to Michal, "Why have you deceived me like this and let my enemy go so that he has escaped?" Michal answered Saul, "He said to me, 'Let me go. Why should I have to kill you?'" So David ran away and successfully escaped. David came to Samuel at Ramah and told him about everything that Saul had done to him. So he and Samuel went and stayed in Naioth. Saul was told, "Look, David is at Naioth in Ramah." Saul sent messengers to seize David, but when they saw an assembly of the prophets prophesying, with Samuel standing there as their leader, the Spirit of God came on Saul's messengers, and they also prophesied. When Saul was told about it, he sent other messengers, and they also prophesied. So Saul sent messengers a third time, and they also prophesied. Then Saul himself went to Ramah and came to the large cistern at Sikhu. He asked, "Where is Samuel and David?" Someone told him, "They are at Naioth in Ramah." So Saul headed for Naioth in Ramah. Then the Spirit of God came on him also, and he walked along prophesying until he came to Naoth in Ramah. He also stripped off his clothing and prophesied in the presence of Samuel. He fell down and lay there naked all that day and all that night. Therefore it is said, is Saul also among the prophets?
You've been enjoying Through My Bible in 3 years. To receive a daily email of these readings, visit www.wells.net/subscribe. May God richly bless your day.